Hello, my name is Matthew Indra, and this is a meditation on loving kindness. So find yourself a comfortable posture relaxing the body and also the mind, if that's possible. Not trying to make anything in particular happen, but just coming to rest in this moment. And for a loving kindness practice, a comfortable position is of great importance. You can do this practice sitting upright in a chair or on a meditation cushion, or you can do this practice lying down, allowing the legs and the arms to come to rest on the floor or the cushion that you're on if you're lying down. We can start by bringing attention to your chest, to the physical heart, or wherever you feel kindness and connection in the body, if you feel it. And for many people, that area is the heart. For some, it can also be the belly, or another place in the body. Notice if your heart feels open or closed in this moment, or anything in between. And we're noticing not in order to change our direct experience, but to simply know. Noticing and allowing. And with every loving kindness practice, we're working with the intention to cultivate an open heart and a friendliness towards ourselves and others. It's different from mindfulness. We're cultivating a certain mind state, one that is beneficial and helpful in our lives, for ourselves and for other people. And it's normal if it feels fake or contrived as you start out, and that's totally okay. Just noticing what's coming up. And we begin with a benefactor, calling to mind somebody who has helped us within our lives. Could be a teacher or some other person that has helped us continue on our path of understanding and knowledge. Could be someone that's directly in our lives, or someone we don't really know but have read about. Some important figure in history that's either living or dying. Maybe you feel gratitude for this person being in your life. Recalling something that you like about this person or something kind that he or she has done. And as we have this person in our mind, we start to offer them wishes of loving kindness. And we'll be using traditional form of loving kindness phrases. And if these don't speak for you, then feel free to change them. Just trying them on. And keeping this person, this benefactor in our minds, we can offer them up. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be well, comfortable, and at ease in body and mind. May you be truly happy and deeply peaceful. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. Keeping this person in our thoughts, we continue with the phrases. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe and protected. May you be well, comfortable, and at ease. May you be truly happy and deeply peaceful. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. And continuing these phrases for the next few moments. And allowing this person to fade into the background and calling to mind someone we love, someone we care very deeply for in our lives. They could be living or not living. Could be a family member or a pet or a very great friend. Offering up these same words to them. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be well, comfortable, and at ease in body and mind. may you be truly happy and deeply peaceful. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe and protected. May you be well, comfortable, and at ease. May you be truly happy and deeply peaceful. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. Continuing these phrases on your own. And now allowing this loved one, this person that we care deeply for, to fall into the background as we expand our loving kindness. And call to mind a neutral person. This could be somebody that we don't really have much an opinion of. Could be the clerk at the grocery store, or the person behind the counter at the gas station, somebody we pass by daily but never really care to look at or think about. And when you call that person to mind, allowing those same words of loving kindness, offering it freely to them. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe and protected from inner as well as outer harm. May you be well, comfortable, and at ease in body and mind. May you be truly happy and deeply peaceful. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe and protected. May you be well, comfortable and at ease. May you be truly happy and deeply peaceful. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe and protected. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. Coming to the end of our loving kindness meditation, we end by offering these same words up to ourselves, holding ourselves with kindness and care and compassion. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I be well, comfortable, and at ease in body and mind. May I be truly happy and deeply peaceful. May I be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be safe and protected. May I be well, comfortable, and at ease. May I be truly happy and deeply peaceful. May I be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be safe. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be free from suffering. Maybe taking a few deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Allowing the eyes to open gently. and slowly beginning to bring movement back into your body, if you're lying down or if you're sitting. And coming back into this space and just noticing what's present for you. There's no right or wrong way to feel or to be at this point. Just noticing the state of your own heart and your own mind. And holding that with kindness and care and compassion. And taking that out into the world with us. Thank you for your practice today.